Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Bicyclists in Minocqua will now have the option of using a short segment of the Bearskin Trail without having to pay a full fee for using the trail. Minocqua officials announced a lease agreement with the state DNR for a 1,600-foot segment between Dr. Pink Drive and the Bearskin Trailhead near the Minocqua Post Office. Town Chair Mark Hartsheim says the public often uses the segment to observe the scenery, but in doing so, can be subject to a user fee asked by the state.
We were successful in working this out with the DNR, and they agreed to lease for 5 years that portion of the trail to us. The town then will exempt this segment from the lease fee, so people don't have to worry about that. It also enables people to create a 3.5-mile in-town bike loop, so people in town or people who are staying at the various motels in town can now go out the front door, jump on their bike, and take a nice little bike ride through town, by the park, and around the lake.
Hartsheim says this also could spur a trail to the new Highway 70 West Park Complex. Phase 1 is just finishing, Phase 2 is about to begin, and Phase 3 is yet to be determined. Those are the steps as Ascension Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff soon begins the $5 million second phase of renovation. Work centers on outpatient service areas, including rehabilitation services, cardiac rehabilitation, wound care, and emergency department. President of Howard Young, Sandy Anderson, gives an example of how it will benefit patients.
When you enter into the emergency ambulatory entrance, you come through the vestibule and you actually face a wall, and registration is actually to your left, and the ER double doors are to your right. Now, as a patient, you will come through the ED doors, through the vestibule, and you will be greeted by somebody right there.
She says a study showed the need for about 32 hospital beds in the community. Anderson says Phase 3 depends on the outcome of Marshfield Clinic's pursuit of a nearby 12-bed hospital.
It kind of caused us to pause, because if they truly do build a 12-bed hospital, do we really need 10 ICU beds? Do we really need 32 med-surg beds? So we're kind of waiting to see before we finalize those plans whether we're going to need 32 or maybe 20 beds.
Marshfield Clinic's permit request to build their facility has been denied by Oneida County, but an appeals process is available. Anderson says the rain slowed completion of Howard Young's Phase 1 construction, but that is ending. Anderson says there's a new access off Highway 51. With record-breaking rainfall and cool temperatures, this summer has been an unusual one. To investigate the weather's impact on tourism, Andrew Padgett spoke with Chamber of Commerce directors across the North Woods.
Unsurprisingly, communities that primarily rely on outdoor activities have been the hardest hit, as Three Lakes Chamber Director Skip Brunswick describes.
You know, it's like anything. If you want to get out of the city and come up and enjoy the lakes, and if you got 70-mile-an-hour winds, you don't want to even be on the water. Everybody's trying to get Mother Nature to join their chamber, including myself, and not been successful in doing that.
Similarly, Boulder Junction Chamber Director Teresa Smith says people are looking for more things to do inside as the unpredictable weather confuses plans.
Here in the chamber office, we've been seeing a lot of people coming in and looking for things to do that would be indoors. But they're still trying to get out in between the rain and the different storms that we've been seeing so much of, utilizing the bike trail and getting out and fishing when they can.
Rhinelander seems to be bucking the trend of decreased tourism, though. Director Maggie Steffen says the bad weather is bringing in tourists from these other communities into Rhinelander to explore and shop.
They're exploring more. They're shopping more. They're going to different places that maybe they wouldn't have gone, perhaps like ArtStart, and they've got a gallery showing. So they're looking for more things to do as opposed to just being at their cabin and enjoying the water.
For more information, events, and things to do, visit the Chamber of Commerce website. Andrew Padgett, WXPR News.
A longtime member of the Vilas County Sheriff's Department has been promoted. Sheriff Joe Fath reports Gerard Ritter has been promoted to captain. Ritter is a 16-year veteran and previously was assigned as a lieutenant in the patrol division. Captain Ritter now will manage a patrol operation with the office and join the command staff. Fath says Ritter has received extensive training over his 16 years. The weather forecast for tonight: increasing clouds, low 54. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, high near 67, and breezy conditions. New rainfall amounts could be 3/4 to 1 inch. And then Wednesday night, more showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, low near 60, about 1/4 to 1/2 more inch of rain. And then Thursday, cloudy, high 72. And Friday, slight chance of a shower, cloudy, high near 70. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe. Here on WXPR with Colleen, I'm Ken Kroll.